This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 449. Open your eyes to Christine's IELTS essay excellence.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk to Christine, a Three Keys student from the Philippines, about writing fluency, fitting the IELTS essay mold, and how travel can change your destiny. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special writing genius here.
Wow.
to talk to you guys today. As you may know, if you've been listening for a while, we have a contest every month in the Three Keys IELTS course that is free to participate in. And we post a question and then students can submit their task to essays, and I get to read through all of them and choose the best one. So the best essay this month was from Christine. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, everyone.
Your essay was amazing. Just, okay, the thing that stuck out most that would be impossible not to notice was the incredibly high level vocabulary. Vocabulary that's not only high level, it's not just used for the sake of using good words, as I sometimes see students do, but it's used appropriately and naturally. So, Christine, can you tell us how did you do that? How have you attained such an amazing knowledge of vocabulary?
Well, maybe for one, I'm really more comfortable in communicating in English than our native language. So, yeah, so it's really much of the upbringing and the type of work that I am right now. So it really makes use of so much English because, one, I'm supporting New York and the London office, and I have British as managers, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there.
But the academic vocab that you brought in, I mean, is this something that's part of your work as well?
Well, I do write a lot of emails. I do write a lot of operating procedures, and even outside of work, I used to have my own blog, but I killed it because I couldn't sustain it with a lot of work that I'm doing.
What was your blog about?
So it's about food. So I would put through a short story or short background of how my day was or how my weekend went, and then I would put a recipe on how to cook a certain food for the week. Something
that's awesome.
Like that.
So how long did you have this blog for?
It was only for about 2 months, and then I changed roles at work, so that didn't go well with the schedule. So there.
Because I've talked before about this notion of writing fluency, like encouraging students to journal, for example, just to develop the comfort of writing, the ability to get out the ideas on paper. It's the same as speaking fluency, right?
True.
Students are like, how can I speak better? And the answer is speak. The answer is just practice.
You just have to do it. You just have to do it. And I think it also pays a lot if you have somewhat an example or probably something that you want to look up into and probably, well, not imitate, but get into that kind of, that level of communicating to a certain audience that you want to target. So there.
Yeah, exactly. Like having the tone, right? Mm-hmm. So for IELTS candidates, that's why it's important to read model essays. Yeah, that score 7s, that score 8s, that mm-hmm. score 9. So you see what it looks like before you try and do it. Mm-hmm. But for your blog, did you model that after other writing?
Well, yes. Not really, but somehow I'm trying to envision myself in, for example, I've been following a lot of blogs before.
Okay.
So
okay.
They are mainly in the US. So I'm trying okay. to position myself in such a way that if I would be her and talking to the same people, how would I be able to write my blog?
Okay, so we've established that even before taking 3 Keys IELTS, you mm-hmm. have a lot of experience writing,
yes.
right? Work, personal life, like you are comfortable in this type of communication, formal communication as well, because it's part of your professional life. Mm-hmm. How did that help? How did that fit into like an IELTS task 2 essay? Did you have to change your way of communicating in order to fit this into like what IELTS wants on a task 2 essay?
A bit, maybe a bit, because if I look into how I write my emails at work, it's too direct, mm-hmm. it's too business and too formal.
Sure.
So it's not the same, but I would always go back to how would I write my blogs? How do I write my essays before when I was still in school? So
I'm that's awesome.
Yeah, because I was a business major, so we dealt mostly with business cases as part of our grades. So we've uh-huh. written a lot of business cases, how we would argue, how we would put forward an idea and how things should be working the way we want it based on our assumptions. So it's really that.
Good day, IELTS Energy listeners. Thank you for listening to the show. And remember, if you want to get access to the same course that has helped Christine make that task 2 essay so high scoring, get into 3 Keys IELTS now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and I'll see you in there.
So I like this idea of the IELTS task 2 essay being like a little bit formal writing plus a little bit of the descriptive blog writing. Mm-hmm. I like this idea that if you like mash those together, then you get what you need in an IELTS essay, which means it's going to be communicated in a higher level way as far as vocabulary and structures go, but the description you provide mm-hmm. is not necessarily always academic, quote unquote, because in order to score highly for task response for task 2, you have to communicate very specific, strong ideas, which this translates into the need of having very specific and descriptive details, mm-hmm. which wouldn't necessarily be part of an email or a business essay that you wrote for college.
Yeah.
So I like that idea that these are like two things mixed together. Mm-hmm. So you've had a lot of experience writing.
Mm-hmm.
When you got into our writing module in the course, mm-hmm. how did that change your writing? What did you learn from that that you need to do in IELTS essays that maybe you wouldn't have done before?
I guess it's really more on organizing my thoughts the way you have put it together in your module. So it's how you put mm-hmm. your first paragraph, your body paragraphs, and your conclusion, and just targeting this amount of words in a sentence just to get through that 250 to 280 words. I mean, you don't have the time to actually count per word. So I'm also practicing in this task 2 template that I've downloaded just to eyeball how much it would look like if I've written 250 to 280 words. So it's,
yeah, perfect.
It really gave that structure. It's really the primary reason why I signed up for 3Ks. Because I could write endlessly, believe me.
Right. But that is the challenge for higher level students like you, is like being able to accomplish this task in the 40 minutes with these boundaries and these word limits. Mm-hmm. So guys, what Christine is doing, that is what you guys should do too. You guys should all have the IELTS answer sheet papers. And every time you do an essay, you need to practice on those. I'll put a link in our blog, guys. Come back to the blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search for Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And I will put a link in there for the IELTS answer sheets, guys. Because, you're not going to count every word. And maybe save time counting the lines. Just know what 280 words looks like. And to be completely honest, that is the first criteria that I use when choosing the Writing Wizard winner. If the essay is not IELTS valid, if it is 350 words, then I'm not going to look at it. It's not even considered, because I'm only going to choose a winning essay that would actually score highly on the exam. I'm not going to choose an essay that would not even be possible on exam day. So, listeners, if you're in the course and you're submitting an essay, make sure it is within those limits. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you taken IELTS before, Christine?
Never. So, if we would go back, if you asked me a year ago, I wouldn't think I would be taking an IELTS exam. But then, again, after a holiday back in November, I suddenly decided that maybe there's something that I could do and probably have a different kind of life that I want.
Why? So something happened on holiday that made you just like change your whole life focus?
Yes.
Can we know what that was? Is it too personal? Should I not ask?
Well, it's fine. I mean, it's an opportunity that has been there for the longest time. I mean, even before I started working, my mom has been encouraging me to try to go to Canada.
And
So the thing is, every year I would go to the U.S. I would visit friends and family. And then last year I made a side trip to Canada, in Toronto to be exact. And I had some friends there who just recently migrated, and they were quite encouraging. And they were the ones who pushed me to, you have to try to do the IELTS. You can do it with your level of English.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. It's sort of like accidental destiny.
True.
Like something that was kind of floating around the periphery of your life for a long time, but never accessed directly until it was like this chance, even a side trip of travel. It wasn't even Canada wasn't even the focus of your company. And it's just like, oops, I guess I'm going to change my life. That's fantastic.
It's really more of not saying no entirely just because I haven't seen it in person.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I cannot tout the advantages of travel enough. It's no matter how small the trip is, even if it's like a day trip to the coast or to a nearby village or whatever, you never know. Like, you never know what is going to come across your path.
True.
Or what like chance message you're going to hear, even in passing, that might wake something up inside you and change the whole course of what you're doing. That's fantastic. I've had that experience, these sort of like epiphanic, I love that word, epiphanic experiences while traveling. And it is like nothing that you search for. It's something that like comes at you, right? So guys, this isn't necessarily related to IELTS, but if you are studying and maybe perhaps you're losing momentum, maybe you're starting to lose motivation, getting a bit discouraged, being controlled by the anxiety part of study too much, just get out of town for the day, right? Just get away from stuff and just be open to the experience. You never know. I'm not saying it's going to change your life, but it certainly won't hurt. Yeah. So that's...
It opens a lot of things for you, to be honest.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had some amazing experiences with my trip with my son recently when we went to California, and just driving and having these huge like horizons in front of me. Just that sort of changed the way I look at life, and I'm still carrying this let's see, how would I describe it? Just this like more relaxed perspective. Like that's continued like from the holiday until now. So like it can be sustaining. Like, yeah. Okay. So back to IELTS. is there any last advice or tips that you want to give our students in their preparation, especially for writing task two?
Yeah. So I guess one, I also made use with the sample stuff that you put in your this 30-day study plan. So if there are little, how would you say that? Those other materials that you point into. So for example, the ESL, the One Stop English.
Take
advantage of that, because mainly that's where I also got a lot of good ideas for this essay. So awesome. Yeah, so about women in the workplace. So I saw a video on that, and yeah, it kind of triggered a lot of ideas even before I've gotten into this essay.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just realized I didn't even tell our listeners what the essay topic was. So before I mention that, guys, what she's talking about is the study plans in our course. There's a 30-day and a 60-day study plan, and everything in there is useful. None of it is a waste of time. None of it is too much to cause anxiety. It's aimed at improving your overall English and your ideas at the same time mm-hmm. as you're learning the test strategies. So guys, if you are interested in accessing that study plan, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you could get into the complete course today. Okay, just real fast, guys, the question that Christine answered in the Writing Wizard contest was, many people today are getting married and starting families later in life as compared to the past. Why do you think this is happening? In your opinion, is this a positive or negative trend? So this is a great example of a mixed question type. Guys, it asks for causes. It also asks for your opinion. Again, come back to the blog post, search for Christine, and I will put the essay question there. I will also put some of the vocabulary phrases from Christine's essay that so impressed me and made her the wizard winner. So check that out, guys. You can practice this test question and learn some new vocab. All right, awesome. Christine, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you too, Jessica. All
right. That was a very like sing-songy intonation. Okay, awesome. Well, good luck on your exam. I know you're going to do so, so well, and let us know how it goes in September.
I will.
All right. Have a good day, Christine.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.